Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a very interesting question I had gotten last week from a listener is, should your children be political? When you have a child that is getting pretty political, maybe becoming an activist, should you support it and encourage it, or should you deter it? Now, I mean, my question would be, well, what are they, you know, advocating for? I mean, we saw that gentleman in Michigan saying death to America, death to Israel. No, you're hearing that kind of stuff come out of your child's mouth. They're not going to go very far in this country or any country. Now, if a child is feeling strongly about something and they want to pick a side, they want to be Democrat, they want to be Republican, and they want to, you know, join a club on their school. Hampus, they want to save the whales. They want to, well, if they want to support something and do it in a very safe and healthy manner, no food strikes, you know, no cutting yourself, no making videos of you being topless, saying shirts are, you know, bridling us and we can't have freedom, and if men get to be without shirts, women need to be without shirts, so here are my boobies. I mean, assuming your child is supporting a cause that is not going to hurt them, affect them from a health standpoint, or from a future career standpoint, yeah, why not? Kids need identities. That's what they search for. They don't want to be puppets of their parents when they're teenagers. They want to show that they have a niche. They want, you know, it's really important when you raise your kids to give them credit where credit is due. You don't want to stereotype them going, okay, this is the money one, this is the artistic one, this is the, you know, where that's all they're good for. But say, hey, I need some advice. You know, you're really good at this. I'm going to you. And let them, you know, be encouraged and gain confidence in things that they do. But, you know, many kids want identities. You also need to, you know, if you're a little nervous about what they are protesting for, you know, find out why. What is it? Now, is it that they have, you know, bullies that are going to leave them alone? If the bully sees that they are agreeing with them and kind of, you know, I don't know, aligning themselves with what the bully wants to do? Is it that they, you know, well, the friends are doing it, so they want to be with the friends. They don't want to stand out and lose their friends. You got to be careful, because there are some things out there that are pretty. Now, I mean, we're seeing some schools and kids talk about, you know, killing Jews. That's you got to really watch what it is they're doing. But yeah, if they want to join a we're for Biden, we're for Trump, we're for whatever, that's what kids do. And I think kids, you know, understanding politics and slowly learning, and, you know, but keep in mind, videos, you know, can, you know, haunt you for life, and, you know, make them aware that even though there's a lot of popularity right now, let's say for Trump, you know, there could be a time a year or two from now where, again, people get canceled for wearing MAGA hats, lose their job, et cetera. And I would not want to work for a company that will fire me based on my political preference. But, you know, make sure they are aware that, and I know the average kid doesn't care. Like, they could videotape me, I don't care. But, you know, like the January 6th riots, you might have been like, look, you know, I never got a mail-in ballot. Something was wrong. I don't trust that the 2020 election was done with the utmost integrity. Yeah, I'll be there in D.C. Now, oh yeah, I'll walk with you guys to the Capitol. Okay, you could get yourself arrested. So, you know, you definitely want to oversee, and it's a case by case. Interestingly, some high school students protested. There was a transgender bathroom policy, and these were high school students in, I think, New York, Jay High School, part of the Wappingers Central School District. And apparently a bunch of high schoolers said they don't feel that comfortable with the transgender bathroom policy. They said, we want to change that and give them their own spaces to make us more comfortable and them more comfortable. That's why I said schools are going to probably need to go to single bathroom type situations. This way, nobody gets arrested or sued, or there's no trauma in these bathrooms. And, you know, and if because there's things that happen, whether it's a transgender issue or not, in these bathrooms. Look at that little girl that was raped by two boys, a 9-year-old, in the school bathroom. So I like the idea of single-use bathrooms. I think that might be the answer. But it was interesting to see these high school students come out, and then there was a counter-protest. And so, you know, kids aren't necessarily kids. We're starting to change what that definition is. And I kind of think we need to. Just because a child is 5 doesn't mean they can't help around the house. They can't have duties. There are duties for everybody. I mean, everybody needs to be productive. It's not, well, they're the baby. Everybody needs to be productive and do chores, learn how to do things, learn how to operate things. They could all learn. Even if they can't actually do something, you're not going to just sit there and watch videos. You're going to watch Mommy clean, and Mommy's going to teach you how she does it. And we're going to talk about stuff. I mean, you know, it is, and so, you know, our children are the future leaders of America. And so I think they do need to have an understanding of what it is they're advocating for, what it is they're supporting, now, what are the ramifications of that, how it affects them, how it affects other people. Now, as I said, oftentimes we're trying to help certain demographics and we could be hurting them. A child who is unsure if they have gender dysphoria or not could be hurt by some of these chemical and hormonal and surgical treatments. I think it's a learning process for a lot of us. And we need to understand that, you know, advocating for, yeah, electric vehicles for everybody. Electric vehicles for everybody. We need, you know, there's students advocating for that. I'm like, okay, so what are you doing about those in apartments? People who are poor. They're not going to be able to get a car now. They're not going to be able to get gas. You know, they need to learn and think about that. That's why I love debate. What I thought was so fascinating about speech and debate is everybody had, you had to take, you know, the different sides and you had to argue for each side. So you could see there's two sides to every story. I think that's very valuable. And it teaches people to understand that it's not just a narrative. There's pros and cons to everything. 1-877-DELLY. Completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if you have ever lived through a home invasion, it's not easy. I was very, very grateful to be awake at the time it happened, to be able to have a gun, to be able to grab the gun, know how to use the gun, and to be able to scare the person off before they could hurt my family. And it was up to me, because the dog was asleep, my husband was asleep, kids were asleep, and I was very grateful I live in a country where I could protect my home. Never had to shoot it. I was going to fire a warning shot first. Luckily, once he heard me cock the shotgun, he left. And we found him. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But where the headlines are surrounding is an 85-year-old woman who defended her home and defended her family. And this was in Idaho, 85 years old, who was handcuffed to a chair, was able to shoot an intruder and get him, stop him from hurting her and the family. She is being hailed as a hero, according to ABC News, when a home invasion suspect handcuffed her to a chair, pistol whipped her, threatened numerous times to kill her. She was able to get into a room while handcuffed to a chair to get her handgun that she kept under her pillow to stop him. Christine Genion survived this incident in her home near Blackfoot, Idaho. She was shot and survived this. And the alleged assailant was 39 years old Derek Condon. She was able to shoot him. He unfortunately was spraying bullets at the time and got her, but from what we understand, she survived and is recovering. She told investigators she decided to use deadly force, get a hold of her gun to protect her and her disabled son. She knew it was now or never, and she feared the suspect was going to kill her and her son anyway. So, no charges are being levied because prosecuting attorney Ryan Jolly said this case presents an easy analysis of self-defense and justifiable homicide, clearing her of any wrongdoing. Also, the prosecuting attorney says it also presents one of the most heroic acts of self-preservation I have ever heard of. She lives in a small rural area with a disabled son. She told police she was awakened at 2 a.m. on March 13th by a stranger wearing a military jacket and a black ski mask, standing over her bed pointing a gun and a flashlight at her. How scary. Investigators suspect Condon entered the home by breaking a window, hit her in the head with the pistol while she was in her bed. Now, an 85-year-old who sustains trauma to the head from a back of a pistol, that could be enough of a blow to fracture her skull and kill her. Jenian told investigators that Condon took her to the living room, handcuffed her to a wooden chair, and asked her where the valuables were kept in her home, putting the gun against her head. She told Condon that there were two safes downstairs, but she didn't have much. When the assailant went downstairs, leaving her alone in the living room, she told investigators she dragged the chair she was handcuffed to back to her bedroom, got the gun that she kept under her pillow. She told investigators she went back into the living room and hid the revolver between the armrest and cushion of a couch she was seated next to, and waited to see what Condon would do next. When Condon returned, he became angry with her for not telling him that her son was in the house, threatened to kill her, according to the report. That's when she lunged for her gun hidden in the couch, opened fire, hitting him twice. He returned fire, emptying his 9mm pistol. She had, I think, had a .357 Magnum. He emptied his 9mm pistol. So she, sadly, sustained gunshots to the abdomen, leg, arm, and chest. But she lived. He dies. He collapsed in the kitchen, died. She was in the floor of the living room, bleeding, and handcuffed to the chair for 10 hours until her son came upstairs and handed her the phone to call 911. He's a disabled son. Wow. Wow. So citing Idaho Stand Your Ground law, the district attorney said Jenine was justified in using any means necessary to defend herself. Any reasonable person, they said, would believe it necessary to defend themselves. But, wow. Now, what if Condon survived the incident? He would be charged with felony, attempted murder, kidnapping, burglary, aggravated battery, and grand theft. But he died. And, I don't want to say we want more stories like this, but I think burglars need to understand that you might see in the news an anti-gun sentiment, and Beto O'Rourke and other individuals during presidential primaries saying, we're going to ask for all the guns back. And people are like, absolutely, I don't need a gun. But that's not real America. Real America wants to live. Real America wants to protect their loved ones. And real America does not want to be disarmed. And so we need all bad people out there to know that you come into our homes, you will risk dying. And is it really worth your trying to find some money or some jewelry? See, the funny thing is they go after old people. They think old people have opals and jewels and things like that, and many of them do. See, me, I don't have jewelry. Now, I told my husband that, you know, don't buy me jewelry. One, I lose it. Two is I know in the olden days, jewelry was a way for you to barter, and it was a value, but somebody wants to grab my ring, grab my necklace. I wear fake jewelry. I wear costume jewelry. It's fine. I accessorize. I don't need big diamonds. I'm not that kind of person. I almost want people to know when I do ever, God willing, make it to that age, I don't want people robbing me. You know, I don't want them thinking that there's any money there. But look at how these people get into the house. So how did our home invasion happen? Well, so I used to have my studio in a outside casita. We had an upstairs downstairs area attached to the house, and I got off air at about 2 a.m. and I was working on my podcast and I felt somebody watching me. Now it's dark, it's in the middle of the night, and I felt like there was a 6 foot tall. So I called to my husband because my husband's about 6 feet. Nothing happens. So I just go about my work. All of a sudden, you hear the alarm go off. So I run into the house. I yell at my husband to get up. There's somebody in the house. Because I figured I was right. There was a guy there. And the dog is just lying there on his back. You can see all his jewels. The dog just lying there. And my husband asleep. So I go, I grab the shotgun. The way the house was built is that there was a staircase, and the kids' rooms were the first room from the staircase. I would have done it differently if I knew, but we didn't build the home. Well, maybe we did, but anyway. So I stood in front of the staircase, in front of the kids' rooms, and I screamed, "Get the blank out!" And I cocked the shotgun, and I was ready to fire a warning shot, and he leaves. He got in through the doggy door. This is why we stopped having large dogs. The guy was able to get in through the doggy door. Because when you have a big, large dog, that's about, 270 pounds? They're going to oftentimes fit a tall person who's skinny. But they find the guy, and lo and behold, he was 6 foot tall. He ends up stealing one of our neighbor's cars. But thank God. And I think about this, and I mean, thank God he didn't kill me when I was in my studio. He obviously was watching me work because I felt that there was somebody there. There was no sound. It's just you have that instinct. And then he probably ran, decided to go through the doggy door to steal what he could, and we don't have anything. I mean, we have a shotgun, we have some guns, but other than that, we don't have jewelry. So, you know, thank God he left, but you have to be able to defend yourselves. That's what the Second Amendment protects us for. I mean, now, we don't want bad people getting guns. Now, that's why I think that there need to be background checks, etc. We don't want somebody who's mentally unstable. This shooting that happened in Las Vegas between the lawyers, the one that did the shooting, apparently had stage 4 brain cancer. So he, obviously to shoot his ex-daughter-in-law and her attorney in cold blood during a custody deposition, not of sound mind. And the rest of us who are healthy and want to protect our families, we should be able to protect our families. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump will be in a New York City courtroom Monday for jury selection in his criminal trial regarding hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump is facing four criminal trials in total, but this will be the first one that happens before the 2024 elections. A projection suggests President Biden's recent plan for student debt relief may come with an estimated price tag of $84 billion for taxpayers. The model indicating the largest expenditure would likely arise from Biden's idea to forgive up to $20,000 for borrowers with outstanding interest balances. Russia has a leg up on Ukraine. They were able to destroy the largest power plant in the Kiev region and a different power plant last week. Corey Myers, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, do you guys have those air tags? These air tags are one of the coolest things out there, but also one of the most dangerous things out there. And I've used these air tags so that I know where my suitcase is, because you could track it, sync it with your phone, so I know if my suitcase is lost where it is. I know where my keys are because I put an air tag on my keys, so I know where my keys are. And some parents are like, you know what? I could put it on my kid's backpack so I know that my kid made it to school. I could follow my kid if my kid doesn't have a cell phone. And allows you to, you know, find things that you need to find. Well, if you remember, back in December of 2021, there was a TikTok user, Angel Edge, who reported getting frequent notifications that an unknown accessory was nearby. And it happened after she traveled from Texas to Massachusetts. She got this notification And then she went to went on TikTok to notify others that she had no idea that she could have been in danger. And the tracker seemed to be moving with her, and that the owner could see her location. She was unable to disable it by turning off location services and Bluetooth. So she didn't know if she should go to Apple or go to the police. She eventually went to the police, and after searching her belongings, it was an AirTag that was stuck to the inside roof of her duffel bag with double-sided tape. She notified others who did not have an Apple phone but were Android users how to download AirGuard to provide notifications. So AirTags can be planted on other people. They're about $29. It's a device that people have been using, you know, as I said, innocently to, you know, find our keys or find our suitcase. But there are some very, very bad people out there that will, if they can have access to your bag or your child, use it to track them. So New York Post is, or Fox News is reporting that a Florida mom found an AirTag in her son's shoe. Jackie Giorleo realized her son was being tracked through the device, and they say a subsequent investigation revealed a mix-up. She told the outlet that she did not own any AirTags. When she began getting alerts of places her son had been at a Christmas parade on Satellite Beach, she searched through all of his toys. She said her heart dropped when she found the device in a quarter-sized hole bored into her son's shoe. She said it had been tracking him for nearly a month. Now, 7-year-old Aiden told reporters that although he goes to a lot of places, he never felt the AirTag in his shoe. So panicked, the mom brought the device to Broward County Sheriff's Office. Deputies subpoenaed Apple to get the address of the person who owned the tracking device. And it looks like it was somebody outside state lines. Now, how did this happen? Well, the good news was is it wasn't somebody tracking that boy specifically. Apparently, her son took off his shoes at a Christmas parade bounce house. He accidentally switched shoes with another boy. And Aiden said, I can remember that I saw one of the kids who had the same shoes as me. And I think we put them in the same places, and then we just swapped. I took his, he took mine. And so the parents had attached that AirTag to the inside of the son's shoe to tack him in case of an emergency. And interesting, the shoe, right? Because, you know, your kid's backpack or jacket could be taken off. But most bad people, if they kidnap a kid, will keep the kid in their footwear so they don't have to worry about getting the kid their footwear. And so the kid could move when the kid needs them to move. So thank God it came with a happy ending. But it's a very, you know, a good time to use this as a teaching, a teaching lesson in terms of how to make sure your kid doesn't get trapped. Now, when these predators are out there, right, we think predators are going to be, you know, only walking around at 2 a.m, so don't let your kid walk around an alley at 2 a.m. No, predators know they can't get at kids at 2 a.m. They also know they can't get to kids when kids are around with their parents. So they find kids when they're on the way to school or leaving school, or on their way to a party or at a mall with friends or not. And it could be broad daylight, least suspecting. Nobody suspects somebody, you know, if there's somebody in the middle of the night running around, yeah, they look guilty. They look suspicious. And so if somebody wants to act, and these AirTags can last months without being charged, they could very easily throw these tags into your kid's shoes at a McDonald's play place or at a bouncy castle or a party. now, or they can attach it to clothes, attach it to a bag. Now, with a shoe, the average person would feel it, because if you've noticed them, they're kind of like a half dollar in size, and there's a depth to it. And you know, some of these kids, they step on it, they could break it. But throwing something into backpacks, it allows them to chase them. And you know, sadly, we have a horrible, horrible trafficking industry out there, and individuals who have no qualms about stealing people's kids. And so you have to examine your kids' clothes, examine their backpacks. I remember my boys did not want me examining the backpacks, you know, and I'm like, look, I'm not looking for cigarettes or vape pens. No, it's just you're going into my stuff. Yeah, and it's like, look, I need to make sure nobody's putting things in your backpack. I think that's important to do. Nobody talks about this, but Halloween, right? People have a bag. You know, people could throw these things in the bag. Now, most parents will find it, but there's so many opportunities for people to put trackers. In the old days, they had to, you know, go under your car and attach something to the car. I mean, now it makes people do it so easy. And there's a lot of bad people out there, and that's all they think about doing. So just be aware. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you want to go to Brazil, there's some new rules. Apparently, Brazil-bound U.S. travelers are going to need to get visas, hence also show income and bank statements. They say U.S. travelers, this is according to New York Post, will have to provide proof of income, either showing their last three checking or savings account statements or their previous six pay stubs, according to the Brazilian government's website. On April 10th, 2025, Brazil-bound travelers from U.S., Canada, and Australia need to be approved for a visa before the trip. Those who do not meet the threshold of 2,000 or more have to have a sponsor. That's kind of like how things used to be in the olden days, where you couldn't come to America unless you had money or a sponsor. Now, they say you can do the process online rather than going into a consulate to get a visa. And the fee is $80.90. It's for 10 years. But if you're thinking about taking a romantic trip to Brazil, now, you're going to have to get a visa. It'll last for 10 years, but your stay is limited to 90 days each year. Americans have to provide a letter of intent outlining the duration and purpose of their trip and where they're going to be staying. And this is because maybe they have had an immigration issue. Brazil is reinstating the U.S. The visa requirement for U.S. tourists, which I think they had ended prior to COVID, and then during COVID. So interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives.
Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So I like the song, I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie, or I'm All About the Bass. So, you know, I got a tushy. All right. I've always got a tushy. I love my tushy. I think it's a good tushy to have. Provides a lot of cushion. But there's a lot of myths about the tushy. I think people mistreat the tushy. And there's some headlines that have to do with our butts. So we're going to talk about the butt really quickly today. So this article caught my eye in an infographic from Daily Mail talking about the average size of a woman's butt. And they say that the U.S. fails to crack the top five. U.K. nowhere near the top of of the butt. Now, this data was collected by market research company GetNux, and it detailed the average hip size for women in 17 countries and how big their buttocks are. South Africa, they said, took the top spot with a hip size of 41.73 inches, followed by Argentina, 41 inches, Sweden, 40.9 inches. The U.S. came in number six, behind Greece, Germany. U.S. had 40.2 average hip size. I don't think the U.K. made the top 15. Then after the United States came Russia, Italy, Australia, Netherlands, Canada, France, Nigeria, South Korea, Japan. The average hip size in Japan was 37.8 inches. And Brazil, who usually, or I guess in the past, had won awards for larger tushies, was not apparently included in this data set. Now, does this matter? Well, they say Indian women had slender hips at 36.1 inches. They think it's because of their lower obesity rate. The researchers did not provide reasons for why the tushies measured as they did, rounding out this segment here. The study was published in the journal Evolution and Human Behavior, and they found that spinal structure could have an impact on our tushy size. In the study, men were most attracted to images of women with a 45-degree curvature from their back to their buttocks. Now, they say the spinal structure might have enabled pregnant women to balance their weight over their hips. And I told you guys, there's an evolutionary there's an evolutionary reason for the whole tushy thing. And why men, let's say if they are interested in a woman, and what they now call gynosexual, even though everybody has tushies, what it is about the butt. And so in our human instinct, first round things draw attention, like our boobies, like our butts. Now, somebody could say, well, what about the female genitalia? Because our bodies in our animal species and the human species, there's supposed to be this evolutionary drive to have sex and procreate. So shapes are a part of it. And so even though technically the vagina is also circular, for those who can't find it, there's an arrow. If you look at the way, pubic hair is, it's an arrow, it's a triangle. So you got the boobies to say stop. Then you got the triangle saying down here, etc. Now, the shape of the butt also, it's kind of like a stop. And then you have the mid-gluteal cleft, which in a way draws the eyes to that area, and then it angles down, again, showing people where to go. Sex was not necessarily something that you had to read about, study, be trained in. It has to be very instinctive. And so God or nature knew that they had to make the bodies with their own directions and sense of direction so people knew where to go. But, I wrote a piece on the psychology behind grabbing or smacking a woman's butt because people would get in trouble a lot. I can't tell you how many times patients would smack my butt when I waited tables. People love smacking the butt. Why? A lot of us don't want our butts smacked. Leave our butts alone. Well, one is people are interested in bouncy, like balls. That's why these bouncy balls are some of the most popular toys ever and will always be popular toys because people like things that are round. People like things that bounce. They don't want to put their hand on something that doesn't give. And so for those people like me that doesn't have a flat butt, somebody hits my butt, it gives and they get that bounce. Not something I want people to know about me, but that's just the way it is. The purpose of the butt, however, is supposed to protect our spine. But it also, the purpose of the butt is, with certain sexual positions, protects the male from being hurt and the female from being hurt. It provides their being a cushion. Otherwise, pelvises would crack. And sadly, pelvises have fractured with assault. And so we don't want that to happen during sexual intercourse. And sometimes the purpose of the buttocks, allows there to be that cushioning. It's when we date and try to reach out. All right. There have been individuals who are very sorely misguided, thinking touching a woman's butt and smacking her in the butt is a mating call. No, sorry. But oftentimes when you are, you know, trying to get to first base or second base, there will be some during a hug, during a dance, a touching of the butt. Why? Why the butt? Well, the face may feel too intrusive. A face may feel too aggressive. A lot of individuals do not want to go to the face. They could get bit. Remember, you got to think of instinct. You got to think of animals. Humans are animals. They may not always want to touch the face. Now, we women, I can't speak for all women, we might be like, I'd love you to touch my neck. I'd love you to kind of touch my hair, although my hair's a mess. You'll maybe wipe the food off my face. In case I didn't wax my upper lip, maybe kind of clean that a little bit. But the face is kind of... It's kind of intimidating. But touching the butt allows people to kind of gauge if they can move forward or not. If a woman has no problem with you touching her butt, that person might think that then they could then slowly move their hand up the back or do other things. Now, the problem is people will do this in assault. And you touch a person's butt and they don't want you to, you're losing your job. You could lose your career. And so, you know, you need to be very, very careful whose butt you are touching. Now, I get asked, how do you get people to stop touching your butt? Okay, I don't like to wear tight clothes. And I'm not saying it's our fault. If we get grabbed, I'm not saying it's our fault. But people know how to make their butts attractive. You know, these clothing stylists and designers, they know exactly how to make the butt look interesting and to grab their attention. You know, some people have a big bow, like with wedding dresses, where there's a big bow on the butt, you know, and then it flows and all that because everybody's just looking at the butt. So stylists know that, you know, there's a lot of look up, you know, there's a lot of focus on the butt, so we need to make sure it looks good. But you know, we've trained society to always look at our butts and to, you know, judge us on the way our butt is and to assume how sexual we might be and our sexual prowess. And so cover it up, a muumuu. I like muumuus. You know, really harder for people to grab your butt in a muumuu because they don't know where it starts and where it ends. If I wear some tight jeans, they could see where it starts and ends, but I don't really want that. So if I don't want my butt grabbed, I do the muumuu. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.